Labor Day weekend is almost here, and there's nothing more synonymous with Labor Day than barbecue. And the show's Lauren Gilger is here with a special Labor Day barbecue segment for us. Hi, Lauren.
You're welcome, first of all. So, okay, I have a question for the both of you. What is your favorite kind of barbecue?
I don't know that I have a specific style, but there is a place in central New York in Syracuse called Dinosaur Barbecue, which I'm convinced is the finest barbecue on the planet.
In Syracuse, all right.
Of all places, yeah.
And I like sweet, and the best I've had is in Nashville.
All right, okay, so Tennessee. So there's Tennessee, there's Kansas City-style barbecue, there's Texas-style. Have you guys ever thought, though, of Phoenix as a great barbecue town?
Not specifically, no.
Right. So this might be changing. Chris Malloy is the food editor for the Phoenix New Times, and he spent the last year taking a deep dive into the Phoenix barbecue scene. And he really gets into the nitty-gritty here. We're talking illegal pit lamb barbecue and why different woods and smokers matter. And later this month, he's coming out with a big list of his top 10 barbecue joints in the Valley. So obviously, we had to go out and eat some barbecue to bring you this one. So we went to one of those restaurants that'll be on that list, JL Smokehouse in South Phoenix. And let me tell you guys, when you get out of your car in their parking lot, you can smell this barbecue. When we got there, an employee named Calvin took Malloy and I out back, where a truck-sized smoker named Big Daddy sits, smoke pouring out of it. So what do you have cooking in here right now?
Right now, I just got beef brisket going right now.
But Calvin, the way you guys do things is a little unconventional in that JL likes to start it nice and high, right? So he goes at about 450, which is a lot higher than most people go. Typical pitmasters will go at about 200 for that brisket.
Right.
I've talked to some people like over at Rima Soul Cuisine, they do it at 350. That's seen as higher, but JL starts it at 450 and then brings it down slow at the end, right?
Yeah, we like to seal the outside before we start, you know, letting it smoke. So that's why we do the high heat.
Here, they use Arizona woods, mesquite, and pecan to smoke the meat.
So mesquite's a little more pungent. A lot of people kind of shy away from it here because, you know, it isn't indigenous to the Southwest, but it does have a very abrasive flavor, and you got to be careful with it. So it takes really skilled kind of barbecue mind and technician to get good flavor with the mesquite. It's hard to do, and they do a great job here with especially the brisket, in my opinion.
So we had to try it all. We ordered a sample, pulled pork, pork belly, brisket, smoked bologna, and sat down at one of the few tables inside.
Here we got you some pulled pork.
Do you smell that?
And there's your brisket.
Wow. All right.
All right, let's dig in.
All right, let's do it. This pork belly, smoked pork belly is, it's the part that's turned into bacon, only this is kind of chunked out and cut into thicker chunks. That is interesting. It's really good. The skin is really crisped up, like more so than you typically encounter in barbecue. It almost tastes like it was seared on the stove or something. But then the interior, where it's fatty, just kind of has this decadent melt to it, like almost like a pudding or a custard. It just kind of dissolves warmly in your mouth and beautifully. And JL serves his meat sauce typically. So we got some sauce on here. It's kind of like not too spicy, not too sweet, not too vinegary, not too tomatoey. It falls in a zone somewhere between everything and doesn't overpower you. It kind of lets the meat speak a little bit.
So let's try, this is the pulled pork that he says is the best pulled pork in America.
He claims it's the best in America. Now, I haven't eaten all the pulled porks in America, so I'm not qualified to judge, but it's a good pulled pork. This is good. This is better than it was last time.
Does it matter like that with barbecue? It's going to be like batch by batch is different?
It does, yeah. There's a lot of variables when you're smoking meat. The weather will change how barbecue turns out. If the wood is young or old, how the wood is split, the different cuts of meat, how dry they are. It's pretty incredible. Like, it's a kind of cooking that really goes back to the old school days. I mean, you're cooking with wood, smoke, and fire. You can't really, I mean, there are some smokers that allow you to adjust temperatures, but typically those don't result in the best barbecue. It's the really old school ones that do, and they are difficult to control. So batch by batch, we're going to be looking at different stuff.
So what do you taste in this pulled pork?
So this pulled pork is a little different in that he pulls it all by hand. He's got some finer shreds here. You get this caramelization on the bites that have the bark. When you get that bark, it's kind of like this taffy-like chew, and you get some like char and ash and caramelization, and you get the flavor, the wood smoke a little heavier, like the resins and stuff.
And then the man himself came in, James Lewis, the JL of JL Smokehouse.
How y'all doing?
You want to sit down and talk a little?
Hey, why not? Sweet,
all right.
Originally from Arkansas, he grew up in a sharecropping family with 8 kids. And he started his barbecue ventures in Arizona with a mobile unit in Scottsdale a few years ago. The brick and mortar place has been open on Broadway and 16th Street for about a year. So I hear you're from Arkansas, and you have kind of some different influences you pull into your pitmaster style. How would you define it?
Bold, without hesitation. We like real smoke.
Something that I really like about your barbecue, JL, is that it has this kind of like aggressive, like kind of ashy, rustic quality. You know, it's like it's in your face, like you said.
Yeah.
And to me, that kind of mirrors, you know, your upbringing a little bit in Arkansas on the farm, that kind of thing. Like, you can almost taste that upbringing in, like, your style of barbecue and how, and just how it is.
That's me. That's how I work, and that's how, it's all about the flavor. It's all about, tasting the wood. We want to taste the smoke that is inside of the food. Here, it's all about that wood. We believe if it ain't no wood, the food no good.
So we've been talking about his series that he's been doing on barbecue all over the valley, and what do you love about it? What do you think is special about barbecue and the different kinds of barbecue you can get here in Arizona?
Well, you know, Arizona is definitely coming up, and I like the fact that there are other barbecue places in town that are coming here. I want Arizona, I think the culture is right, the people is right. I think we ought to be known for barbecue.
So that would be interesting if Arizona was known for barbecue. Do you think there's something unique about barbecue here that you think people are should know about?
What I think is, as people are coming here, they're bringing their style and their culture of barbecue here. You know, you go in Texas, you're going to get pretty much, I remember when I went to Lockhart, Texas, and there were 5 barbecue places in 1 mile. They all were pretty much the same. There wasn't a lot different in them. One may have a little bit more tender brisket than the other one, but it was pretty much the same. And I think in Arizona gonna, you'll come over here to this, or you'll go to West Alley, or you'll go to some to JL, or you'll go to Little Miss, or you'll go to Naked. You're gonna get something different at each one of those places. That's what I think.
I'm gonna echo that. What I love about the barbecue here is that, you know, say in Texas, people are confined by tradition a little bit. I mean, it helps them because they have such a rich tradition, but to violate some of those traditions, you know, you put too much in the rub in Central Texas, that might be frowned upon. Whereas here, experimentation, I think, is encouraged a little bit more. You know, at Jalapeno Bucks, they do a brisket sandwich with peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
That's out there. You know, we have smoked pork belly here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have different woods, different sauces and stuff. There's a richer, I want to say tradition, but the scene here is so young, but a richer atmosphere of experimentation, and people like to take risks and really try things out.
I mean, people are doing pretty much what they want to do. Hell, the other day I smoked a watermelon.
You smoked a watermelon?
I did, and that damn thing came out pretty good.
Arizona, the next barbecue capital of America.
I agree.
Thank you both so much.
Thanks a lot, Lauren.
That was Phoenix New Times food editor Chris Malloy and James Lewis of JL Smokehouse talking about Arizona barbecue. So happy Labor Day, guys.
Yeah. I'm pretty hungry now.
Yeah, don't lick your lips.
Yeah, no, we need, can we end the show right now so we can have lunch?
We got to go.
Thanks, Lauren.